Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. While a star-filled sky is generally a peaceful sight to the layperson, astronomers understand the violent collisions behind it all. Larry Widrow, professor of astronomy at Queen's University, reveals evidence for a close call right in our cosmic backyard.
The most prominent component of the Milky Way galaxy is its disk, which is composed of some 50 billion stars, along with a fair bit of gas and dust. The disk rotates, which keeps it from collapsing under its own self-gravity. A typical star in the disk orbits the galactic center on an approximate circular path, but also moves perpendicular to the galactic plane. One such star is our Sun, which orbits the center of the galaxy at roughly 230 kilometers per second, or about 500,000 miles per hour. When viewed from the Sun's frame of reference, nearby stars appear to move in random directions. In 1932, the Dutch astronomer Jan Oort used observations of these motions to construct one of the first physical models of the galaxy, and to attempt to infer the amount of mass in the galactic disk. Following in his footsteps, my colleagues and I used recent data from the Sloan Digital Sky Survey to see if we could learn something about dark matter, the mysterious non-luminous material thought to keep the galaxy from flying apart. To our surprise, we found significant differences between the distribution of stars to the north and south of the galactic midplane, something Oort and others had not noticed. It appears that a wave-like perturbation swept through the galactic disk and displaced stars from their equilibrium orbits. This perturbation could have been caused by a satellite galaxy of the Milky Way. Our galaxy has over 24 visible satellites and an unknown number of non-luminous dark matter satellites. If one were to pass through the galactic disk near the position of the Sun, its gravitational field might set off waves much like the ripples in a pond when a stone is thrown in. Thus, the motion of stars neighboring our Sun may hold clues of a past cosmic encounter.
That was Larry Widrow of Queen's University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. A neutron star collision. I have